stories about their lives. The very interesting and perhaps strange thing about that is that they're not going to stop talking. Well, they're going to stop for a brief moment for us to go get lunch. And any of you guys who want to come back with your lunch and just hear more, and it'll be a little more personal, a little more chance to interact and you know, probably ask questions. And they're going to tell you just what life is about, what God has been doing, and even some struggles. We want you to get a picture. We want you to feel what it's like where they're at in the Philippines and feel their heart. And I think that's important. It was a little more helpful for myself and Debbie and Steve to go over there and kind of experience the mud and the sand and the little critters running around and the animals too running around. It was pretty cool. And so when we pray, we actually kind of have a visual. I want to see if you guys can get that too. A little bit. So Mark, why don't you come up here? And I think before we start, we're gonna do a couple things. We're gonna bring Zach and I think Tristan, you can't run off. We're gonna do a song. Mark wrote with the help of a famous blues artist. But let's pray for these guys first, okay? And just kind of get on that footing. Lord, we pray. We pray for your blessings on Mark and Patty and Becca. We pray that you will make their ministry even more fruitful than it's ever been. And we pray that in that you would give them great joy and peace and strength. Lord, we want to know how to encourage them and be their partner and be an arm to hang on to and a shoulder to cry on and person to hug. We wish we could be there all the time, but we're here now. And so, Lord, help us to be that. Lord, would you be glorified in this today? We want to glorify you in what we do. We love you and we thank you for the privilege of partnering with these friends. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I got to tell you, was looking so forward to being here, wondering if we are even going to ever make it back. It feels like 5 years, 10 years. Of all the church bodies, if there were awards given out of being supported, like first through 10th place, we would take trophy number 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and weld them into one ginormous trophy for this congregation. You guys are amazing! Amazing!
It's true.
I'm speaking the truth! And one thing that we found is that what we do, everything is on base of Jesus. Everything hinges on Jesus. Everything. And so, in light of that, this song came about because when I heard this song, I thought, this is not the truth. But I know what the truth is. And the truth is, Jesus is the cornerstone. He is what everything hinges on, everything is based on, the future, the past, everything is because and hinged on and through Jesus. So that's what this song came from. All the angels gathered round. They gazed in wide-eyed wonder at the joy they had found. Gabriel spoke up, said the king's come down from the throne. Unto you our Savior's been born. He's the cornerstone. 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 The one the builders rejected. Is a human alone the cornerstone? He changed a thousand hearts. He changed mine too. Oh, what God is doing, I'm telling you it's true. He wants to be yours. Yeah, yours and yours alone. Because he wants to come into your heart. And
think it is home. Cornerstone, the cornerstone. The only way to God is through human guilt alone. The cornerstone, the cornerstone, the cornerstone. He can take the man that breaks, and he'll change the heart of those that steal. He'll take those that blush, because his God is a warrior, wants to be yours and yours alone. He wants to come into your heart and here right now and make it his own. The cornerstone, the cornerstone, the cornerstone, the cornerstone. He's the cornerstone.
So, you know, that other song is just a bunch of garbage, sin, gunk. The truth is that God really is all that. He is the cornerstone. That's the thing that separates everything. All the religions, all the stuff, it comes down to Jesus. You want to cut through, someone says, oh, I'm a this. Don't worry about what they say. If they say Hindu, if they say whatever, don't pay attention to the name. Find out where they are with Jesus. Because Jesus is the difference. We met... Do I have to put this down?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
You can leave it up if you want.
So, you know, as we meet with people and they say, oh, I'm Catholic, Baptist, a refrigerator, whatever their name, whatever name they give, I'm not concerned about the name. I'm concerned about their heart and where they're at with Jesus. And that's the place that we need to get to for us and for others. So everything that we do, our ministry, where we go, we get to how we play, how we travel. It gets to be all about that, and it's so much fun. It's the offense. Zoe, the word is overflowing and abundant life. And it's only used one time when Jesus says, I've come to give life. That word was Zoe. Overflowing, actually the whole definition is overflowing and creative abundant life. Ooh, I'm wanting that. Overflowing. Not just enough.
Mark.
Yes, sir.
I have to interrupt.
Interrupt.
We can let the kids go. I think that's probably a good idea. So, kids, you want to go to your classes?
Let my little people go.
There we go. All right. So, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm excited. Or you could stay up here and sing with me.
Yes, I do have a listener.
They're trying to steal Becca. Becca will come as soon as she's done. Thank you. You know, and that brings up a good point. You know, we're talking about Zoe, overflowing and abundant life. My illustration I've probably given you before is if you had a cup and your favorite drink was inside and it was always bubbling up and falling over, you'd be like, oh, this is great. So you'd be drinking and drinking, and pretty soon you'd start getting full, right? But yet it's still running over. And so you'd be like, well, I got to do something with this. So, hey, you want some Sprite? Look, it's pouring out right here. You want some Sprite? Look, hold on. Yeah, it's flowing. And pretty soon you'd just be like, hey, you want some Sprite? You'd just be throwing, right? Because it's overflowing. That's what Jesus wants to do, is doing, can do in your heart. Now, a lot has to take place for that. You know, you have to allow him in there alone, which means his light can't be darkness where there's light. So if you're choosing ways that are not his ways, he can't be in there. You got to allow him to be who he is, which is love, right? So sometimes we choose to hate people. You say, no, I don't. Yeah, sometimes we enjoy not liking people. We like talking about, we get to give those things up to have all that Jesus is. But when we're walking in that, it's amazing and we love it. And Zoe, we talked about this today, Patty and Beck and I. Zoe is three letters, Z-O-E. And our ministry that we started, nonprofit, is Patty, Becca, and I. And Becca is as much a part of the ministry as, you know, if you take one letter away from Zoe, it's not Zoe anymore, it's Zoe. And that's where we would be without Becca or without Pat. I mean, the three of us, God has done a special thing, a very special thing. And it's come from a lot of hurts and wounds and openness and tears and us confessing and helping each other. But he has done a special thing. And when you support us and pray for us, it makes a difference. Because where we're at is an amazing place where our family is at through all of these crashes and fights and shootings and stabbings and deaths and all the stuff that's happened. God has held us together and kept us together and loved on us and taught us and bound us together. So what you're going to see, all the different things we're going to show you, Patty's going to show you a video of what she does and talk about what she does, and Becca's going to do the same thing. You have to know that it all stems from what Jesus has done in our heart, and that's who we're living for, and the support to keep us there. Because we couldn't be doing what we're doing if you weren't here. You honestly, what you're going to see, you're seeing the fruit of that's fallen off the tree that you have invested in. So you need to almost, as you're watching, go, wow, look what I did. Oh my gosh, look what I did. There should be some broken arms by the time all these videos are over. Because it makes all the difference. We couldn't be there. So I'm going to let Patty share. Did you want to show the video first?
No.
So am I going to have to rustle this up? Or are we doing the mic?
I think we can do the mic.
Okay. And then you turn me off, especially if I go use the CR.
Leave it on.
Yeah.
Where's that?
You're bad.
There.
So my amazing, beautiful, talented wife, Patricia Kinney, ladies and gentlemen.
It is so good to be here. You just don't know how much we love you guys. You guys have been a huge support to us. And I'm already starting to cry.
I can't
It is so, so very true. You guys, you're going to see a video in just a minute of the things that I get to do, but also Mark gets to do. And it's, you know, our medical ministry and Bible studies and things. And this is really just a highlight. So, you know, it's the silver lining on the cloud. But you guys know, when you see clouds, there might be a silver lining, but there's also sometimes a dark underside that's heavy and ready to rain, you know. And this year has been a year of trials for us. And you guys have been there, and you've prayed us through. And it's been a huge thing for us. And we just thank you so much for that. As you guys know, Mark was in a motorcycle accident this year. I never thought, it never dawned on me that an accident is more than just a physical thing. And this accident was not an easy thing for Mark to endure physically, no doubt. He broke a couple ribs and twisted his knee pretty bad that he ended up needing surgery in January. You know, he got to deal with being restricted physically and dealing with that. That's a hard thing. It's not very easy when you got a very active person having to not do things, you know. And so just the struggle of that and being the wife that is trying to help him but also trying to keep him from not doing too much and trying to hold up my end of the ministry, but now also I'm trying to hold up his end of what's going on. It was just a lot to walk through. And when sometimes we felt like we crashed and burned in the process, I would get on Facebook or Skype with Beth and just bleed all over the paper, and she was there, and also with Melissa and Roger back there. But you guys here at City's Edge, man, have been a lifeline to us. because we know that you guys get it, that life isn't easy. There are great times and we want to share those, but there's also hard times and you guys are ready to walk through it. And that is just an incredible thing. And so thank you so much for being there for us. So we'll show you a little bit of what we do, highlights.
Is this the medical,
medical Bible study
video? Okay, let's give it half a moment to get up there.
Because I'm a registered nurse here in America, and God's given me some practical experience, and really, just like the first week moving into this poor squatter village, they were putting together some flowers in the waiting shed, in the community shed, and I was like, what's this for? What's going on? And I asked Grace, and Grace said, oh, well, there was a guy that passed away yesterday. And I was like, oh, really? What happened? And they said, oh, it was a 27-year-old male that had diarrhea for 10 days. And so he died from dehydration. And I thought, what? Why didn't anybody come and tell me? And I said, Grace, I'm a registered nurse. I would have done something. I would have drug him to the hospital and got an IV line in him or something. And she was like, oh, I didn't know, you know? And really, from that point, I started telling people, if they have something going on, to come and ask me, because I would love to help. And that has grown into a vital part of what I do every day. And it's just having an open door for anybody who needs help. And along with medical comes other things along with that, and you know, we end up having kids in our house a lot of the day, and we end up feeding them and things like that as well. But it's been incredible to be a part of this community and being able to impact this community, and really actually saves lives very practically. You know, I had someone, you guys know Raymar, and you guys prayed for Raymar. He was climbing up a tree, and he accidentally stirred up a beehive, and he got stung over 120 times by bees. And they ran him to me, and he was completely limp and pale and wet. And I was just like, oh my gosh, he's so in shock. And I didn't know what happened. Nobody really knew, so I was just thinking, maybe it's bees. You know, sometimes the Lord gives you insight, but little pieces of information come, and I just slapped a bunch of meat tenders over him, and he was just slightly conscious. I was able to slip some Benadryl in him, and then we rushed him off to the hospital, and while we were just in the ER, I mean, I just started harping on people to come and help, because he was dying in front of our eyes, and I mean, we laid him flat on the, you know, they don't do the same thing as we're trained here in America. they want to sit you up in stretchers, and I'm like, no, you got to be flat. And then I lifted up his legs high because his blood pressure was disappearing by the second, and you could see his toes go pale. I mean, it was just like, and Grace was there, and I was like, Grace, if you just need to pray and step out, it's okay. You know? And we started doing stuff, and we prayed during the whole thing, and he started to turn around, and it was amazing. And God, that the doctor said these cases usually die, and he didn't. And he's an incredible kid, you know, with an incredible smile. And so, like, when I see Raymar walking in the village, I mean, it just delights my heart. It's like, yes, he's still alive. He's here today. And God gets the credit and the glory. But it's been such an amazing...
And there's been 15 of those.
Yeah.
Directly saving lives. 20 surgeries, hundreds of patients.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thousands of patients now.
I don't know.
Literally.
Yeah. So it's been a privilege to be a part of that. But also along with medical is we do Bible studies in our neighborhood, and we get an opportunity just to open up the Word of God to anyone who wants to learn. And a lot of times, most of the Filipinos have like a Catholic background, so they have an understanding that God exists and that Jesus came and died on the cross. And then we just open up the Word from there, and a lot of them start to put their faith and trust in Christ and start to follow Him, and then they start growing, and then even sometimes we get to talk about baptism with them because we see Jesus getting baptized, and they're like, we're not telling them to get baptized. They're like, we want to get baptized, you know? And it's like, well, it's not because you're being affiliated with a church or anything like that, but it's because you're just making a public declaration of what God has done in your heart, and you want others to know that. And it's not like you have to start coming to our church or anything like that. Just, it's about following Jesus. And so it's been exciting because we've gotten across lots of denominational lines, and we have a group of believers that are really growing, and it's really fun. And
this year, we so many people wanted to
Yeah, and one of the things that Mark gets to do, he has a heart for bringing the Word of God to people who don't have it. And so we typically do a big order of Visayan translation Bibles. And he takes trips up into the mountains and distributes Bibles to places that want them. And it's usually absolutely no problem to get rid of all the Bibles he carries. because people are hungry for the Word. And because nobody wants to go up into the mountains because it could be potentially dangerous. We've got a militia group that likes to hang out up there that can cause problems. And yeah. Anyway, so when Mark goes up to the mountains, if you ever hear in the posting in the Facebook with City's Edge, when we ask him for prayer covering for that, it's really serious because Mark going up to the mountains might mean Mark might not come down to the mountains. You know, and that's a very real thing every time he goes. And that's actually what he was doing when he did get in his motorcycle accident, was he had a load of Bibles and had a passenger and anyways, ended up on the floor, on the ground on the way. But he's recovering now, so we're thankful for that.
A little bit about your women's ministries, just out with the moms and the babies. How many babies now? Over 100? Baby, she's been a part of.
Been a part of with their prenatal care, delivery, and things like that. That has been a blast and a blessing, and such an easy thing that you can make a real positive impact on. A lot of our neighborhood can't afford prenatal vitamins. Even the government doesn't afford it for the poor. They usually just supplement maybe with iron if it's available, or folic acid. But other than that, they're not getting any additional well-balanced vitamins for pregnancy. So you guys have sent us vitamins. And so it's a blast to see a young mom who's not out to hear, but hopefully early in their pregnancy, come by and tell me that they're pregnant, because then I can start working with them early on in their pregnancy and getting them the nutrition and the vitamins that they need throughout the pregnancy. And thank God, actually, none of my patients that I've helped have had any like cleft lip palate or any neurotube defects. So you guys are making an impact. And really, thank you so much for being a part of what we do. We think of you all the time, especially with your active Facebook page, man. I get notifications, and it's just a blast to be able to know what's going on in this side of the world, too. So, oh, we have a next video, which I want to introduce to you. This is our adopted family. Over the last year and a half, well, really 3 years ago, you guys know about our Nehemiah ministry. And we have been involved in Nehemiah for a long time. We're not full-time with Nehemiah now. We are on a volunteer basis where we go and do Bible studies with them 3 nights a week. And then also we're available for medical consultation when there's something medical going on. And one of the girls that was in Nehemiah House when we first started working with Nehemiah House, we have informally adopted her when she got pregnant out of wedlock, and she didn't have a good support system after being out of Nehemiah. We took her in, and her name is Anime. You're gonna meet her in a second. And got to be a part of her pregnancy and delivery, and also the 2 years of Alexa being alive. So that's been fun. And we have taken in a couple more girls too that were abandoned girls in our village that really were a setup to become a Nehemiah girl. Because they were sorely neglected and didn't really have any parental figure really looking out for them. So, you want to show the adopted.
So like I said, that Becca, what her in our life, you know, she was just blessed at a young age, and she made great choices, and she's been, a kid missionary. People would say, oh, are you, is your parents missionaries? She'd say, I'm a missionary. What are you talking about? I'm a missionary kid. And they'd look at her, you know, okay. But she's been doing... she's been doing ministry and helping out and teaching from 9 years old. She had her own studies. At first I started helping, she was helping me, and then we worked together, and then I started helping her, and now she just runs all the programs for the kids and the dances all by herself. And I even step in sometimes to learn something. I mean, so she's amazing, and you're going to see the great things that she gets to do. So, my amazing, special, beautiful, encouraging daughter, Miss Rebecca Naya Karen Kenny.
Ben's up there on the next
stand. She's 15 now.
Well, let's see this. That one's
good. That one crackled. Where's the mic? Where's the microphone?
I think it kind of stuck.
Yeah, what did you do with the microphone?
Hello. So I'm Becca, I'm 15 years old, and we live in the Philippines, obviously. So I have a Bible study that I do on Sundays after church at 1 o'clock for girls from 8 to as old as they want to be. So it's really fun. And it started out actually as playing school. We would sit in our backyard and we would play school, and I would be the teacher because I was the tallest. So we would have play quizzes and stuff like that, and so we'd have a lot of fun. And then it dawned on me, why don't I teach him something real?
Now, weren't you seven, though, when
this? No, I think I was nine, okay. Really.
Yeah, eight or nine when this dawned on her.
So I started my Bible club. Yeah, so that was really fun, and it started off as one little group and got bigger and then bigger and then bigger and bigger and bigger, and so I cut it into two groups. I had two groups, but then there was kind of a unity problem and stuff, so then I put them back together. So now I just have one big group. And so it's called Shine Bible Study because the Filipino people are really smiley and just love performing and just having fun, but a lot of times they're ashamed to do it, and they're really great people, and my girls are really talented, or maybe I'm biased, but they are, and they're just kind of, almost waiting to shine, but they're just not quite, they don't have enough courage to do it. So what I've been really trying to do is to get them out of their shell and to be who they're really meant to be. So that's Shine.
For the video?
Yes. Okay. It's called Shine.
Yeah, got it. It's starting. It's probably going to start. There it goes.
I really enjoy teaching with them. There was a part during sometime this year that it was just getting But then I found, my dad and God helped me, and so I found a new passion for it, and so I really enjoyed them, and I really think it's important with the kids, because in the Philippines, kids aren't that important, and a lot of times if you're doing something important in the room, the adults will go outside, and it's like, they could have helped, and I don't want that to continue, really, so a lot of times I'm not just doing Shine. I like to hang out with all the neighborhood kids, and I love being outside with them and them hanging on to me and pulling me down even if I fall over. And I speak the native language, so it's really helpful to talk to the kids because they don't know English because they're kids. So I just really love the kids a lot.
Yeah, Becca's also our interpreter. She's now speaking also Tagalog and Visayan, so she's being very modest. She speaks it so fluent that the people think she is Filipina until they see her. And then when they see her, they're like, who? So she does that good of a job. So she is huge in the ministry and able to reach the children and love on them.
Thanks. So, yeah.